The Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, joins us now. Good morning. Welcome to
AM. Good morning. Good to be back.
How important is this budget to your re-election chances?
Well, this is our sixth budget, and it's obviously the next instalment in our plan for a stronger economy, more jobs, and a stronger and improving budget position, which helps ensure that all of the essential services that Australians rely on can be sustainably funded.
And your re-election chances?
When we came into government, we inherited a weakening economy, rising unemployment, and a rapidly deteriorating budget position from Labor. We've been able to turn that situation around. I mean, the unemployment rate is much lower, and indeed our budget is in a stronger and improving position. So our message to the Australian people at the election certainly will be that we're heading in the right direction. This is not the time to change direction, and indeed the high-taxing anti-business agenda of the Labor Party would make our economy weaker again, would make our country weaker, and would make Australians poorer.
Let's look at your record. Net government debt was 10% of GDP when you were elected. It's now 18%. Gross debt, $273 billion, now $535 billion. Joe Hockey promised that your first budget was going to be a surplus.
Well, you're quite wrong. I mean, Joe Hockey, in the lead-up to the 2013 election, didn't promise that.
He did in 2012.
Well, in 2012, Wayne Swan promised 4 years of surplus budgets and of course, then delivered more deficits as far as the eye can see. When we came into government, we inherited a deteriorating budget position and a deteriorating forward trajectory, a spending growth trajectory of more than 4% spending growth above inflation year on year. We've more than halved that. We inherited a spending growth trajectory that was taking government expenditure to 26.5% as a share of the economy and rising. We've been able to bring that down to the point where in the half-yearly budget update, it showed that we were heading for 24.6% below the 30-year average in terms of government expenditure. So we've worked very hard to control expenditure. We've worked very hard to strengthen the economy. Employment growth has been much stronger, which means that we've had higher personal income tax revenue as well as lower welfare payments. The proportion of Australians of working age on welfare is the lowest it's been in 30 years. And that, of course, all of these things help with budget repair.
It's suggested the government's going to bring forward the second stage of tax cuts already past Parliament. They're supposed to kick in from 2022. For most taxpayers, according to Chris Richardson, that would be about an extra 20 cents a week. How impressed do you think people are going to be with that?
Well, firstly, the detail in terms of the policy measures in the budget for 2019-20 will be delivered tomorrow by the Treasurer, and I'm very happy to answer questions about what we're actually announcing rather than to provide commentary on commentary that is not informed.
All right, well, let's talk about what the government is doing, the energy cash assistance that you're giving. A single person, that works out to be $1.45 extra a week, and for someone on Newstart, nothing. What do you think people are going to make of that?
Well, we've made a judgment, given the budget position we were in 2018-19, much better than, of course, was anticipated, that we would be able to afford to make a one-off energy assistance payment to age pensioners and eligible welfare recipients of $75 per single and $125 per couple. And that, of course, I mean, that is a contribution to help ease cost of living pressures. And it comes on top of all of the other things that we're doing.
Haven't had an increase in...
Well,
20 odd years, not deserving of some sort of relief?
Well, Newstart recipients are receiving a transitional payment while pending going into work. And of course, under our government, we've been able to get record amounts of Australians back into work. The unemployment rate has got a 4 in front of it now. When we came into government, the Labor Party expected the unemployment rate to go past 6% and a quarter. So we've been able to create more than 1.2 million new jobs. Obviously, it is not ever the intention for people to be permanently on Newstart allowance. And incidentally, you'll also find that most Newstart recipients receive a whole series of other welfare payments as well.
All right. The government's often said that the National Disability Insurance Scheme is fully funded, yet on Saturday, the government announced $850 million more for the scheme. For years, service providers have said that there is a structural problem with the scheme, insufficient cash. What's gone wrong?
The NDIS is fully funded. I mean, we're going through a transition
from... to be fully funded when you're tipping more money in, and indeed the sector is really concerned that another $2 billion is up your sleeve that you're not spending on it.
Well, that is actually quite wrong. That is a mischaracterization of what's happening. So, you know, what we are going through is a massive exercise where the outdated state-based block funding model, where providers in the disability sector were getting block funding from the states and a lot of demand was not met. We're transitioning to a national scheme, which is demand-driven, and where every Australian with a disability will be able to get get the appropriate level of support. And indeed, it'll be a demand-driven program, but it'll be a demand-driven program that relies on the provider market in the disability sector continuing to develop so that they can meet the demand out in the community. And it also, of course, depends on making sure that all of the states sign on to the scheme. We are expected to reach the full rollout of the NDIS by the end of 1920. But there are regular pricing reviews to make sure that the pricing that is available for providers in this market is appropriate. Providers will always want to get more money, of course, and we've got to make sure that we've got the balance right, that the funding is appropriate for the services that are being provided to Australians.
All right. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Always good to talk to you.